Bracken House Zodiacal Clock, Part 3. Hello, my name is Gillian, and I'm here to talk about Bracken House. One of the City of London's biggest surprises is this building lying to the southeast of St Paul's at the beginning of Cannon Street. Bracken House was built in the late 1950s and was the original home of the newspaper The Financial Times. Thus, the dark pink coloured sandstone with which it is partially built echoes the dark pink pages of this famous newspaper. Bracken House is also named after Viscount Brendan Bracken, who was the modern founder of this newspaper. And he was quite a character. A little bit more on him later on. The surprise of this building, to us astrologers in particular, is the zodiacal clock just above its main entrance. Created in bright blue and gold, its dials show the minutes, hours, days, months, and the zodiacal signs. The outer wheel of gold shows the 360 degrees of the circle. The next wheel in blue, shows the 12-hour time clock. The inner wheel to this shows the zodiacal signs and above them the months they represent. Aries for April, Taurus for May, and Gemini for June, etc. This part of the wheel slowly moves round the circle and the two gold prongs at the very zenith of the wheel indicate which month and sign we are in as we gaze with interest at its face. But even more of a surprise, at the centre of this clock is not only the symbols of the sun and the moon, but in the middle of the sun's symbol is the image of the face of the famous ex-prime minister and famous person, Sir Winston Churchill. Why Winston? Well, and here is where I tell you, in summary, the story of the Viscount Bracken. He was born in County Tipperary in Ireland on the 15th of February 1901. He has an Aquarian sun, and his moon lies in the sign of Capricorn, between a conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. His planet Mercury, the planet of thought and communication, opposes Mars, the planet of energy and warfare. He had an unsettled childhood and was quite the wayward boy. So his mother decided to send him to a relative in Australia in the hope the relative would teach him how to behave. It didn't work, and within a few years he returned to Ireland, still the wayward boy. In 1919 he moved to Liverpool in the United Kingdom, and from there was educated at various boarding schools throughout the United Kingdom, including one Sedbergh, a well-known boarding school, only a notch below the prestigious Harrow. He talked himself into this school, being accepted there by pretending he was an Australian orphan with lots of money. And he also lied about his age, saying he was younger than what he was. The headmaster was not convinced by this lad. However, on sitting the entrance exam, his intelligence shone through and banished any reservations the school or the headmaster had. That Mars opposing Mercury symbolised well there. In the late 1920s, he became very interested in politics, becoming a Member of Parliament for North Paddington. And it was around this time he met the very Sir Winston Churchill, and they became firm friends. They bickered a lot, they argued a lot, but their friendship had a strong bond, and there was much gossip about the House of Commons and the House of Lords about this friendship. So much so that Clementine, Sir Harold Winston Churchill's wife, once asked Sir Winston Churchill to confirm the gossip about the House of Commons that Sir Winston was in fact the father of Bracken. Sir Winston Churchill never said anything in return to answer her question, very much to her annoyance. And later on, Harold Macmillan would describe them both as an old married couple. Bracken became a financier and an author, and he was founder and editor of the Banker magazine in 1926, and commanded such respect in the financial city that the annual Bank of Year awards are still called Brackens in his honour. In the 1930s, he helped Churchill financially, lending him money, and helped him sell articles to other publications within the city to assist him financially too. He also supported Churchill throughout his political career, helping him become Britain's wartime Prime Minister in 1940, at that critical time at the beginning of the Battle of Britain. This was over Lord Halifax, who was the favourite to become the leader of the country at that critical time. In 1941, Bracken was made the Minister of Information, where he served until 1945. Such was his impact and penchant for secretiveness and creating very imaginative stories about himself and other things, that the department would become a role model for the Department of Ministry of Truth, and he himself would become the role model for the Big Brother character in George Orwell's book 1984. His ambitiousness and social climbing in the British establishment throughout his life is clearly indicated by the Moon-Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in the ambitious sign of Capricorn. He died in 1958 when Bracken House was completed. On a note, the Financial Times did move to another building on the bank of the River Thames, but it has since returned in 2018 to this original home, 60 years after its completion and after the death of Viscount Bracken. My big question is, why put a zodiacal clock at all at the entrance to your building? The clock itself represents time in all its facets, the minutes, hours, months and the year with the zodiacal circle. So its connection to a paper being called the Financial Times could be the reason. Sir Winston, at its centre, like a sun god, is also a mystery. Was the architect of the clock trying to state he was the man of the times, or was it in honour of the friendship between Viscount Bracken and Sir Winston? We can only ask at this very moment in time. However, gazing up and looking at the clock, it's still a very beautiful zodiacal clock and one of the surprises in the City of London. Thank you for your time.